This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The situation in Haiti remains critical after Hurricane Jeanne. More than 1,500 people have died. In the city of Gonaïves alone, 1,000 are still missing. Everyone there is touched in some way by the disaster, an entire nation left to wonder why. Reverend Father Jean-Miguel Auguste left his homeland 15 years ago. He's been a Catholic priest in Brooklyn ever since. He is back in Haiti now, in the capital city of Port-au-Prince. He spoke with Day to Day's Noah Adams after having just returned from Gonaïves.
Tell us, please, Father Auguste, about the bodies that have been buried in the mass graves. Sometimes bodies have been carried by dump trucks. What is that situation like? What did you see?
It's really something I don't wish anyone to see. You have to bury people. You don't even know who they are. And the parents are not there. The parents don't even know if they are dead. And for the sake of the other people, you have to bury them. It is something terrible. And I don't wish anyone to go through that.
Bury them in the mass graves.
Yeah.
What does the church say in this situation about those who have died that way and been buried that way?
They are planning to have a service for everybody next week. The Bishop of Gonaïves is going to have a service, a funeral for everybody who have died. They will invite the whole city to come together to pray for the dead.
But is there a church doctrine about people who have died in this circumstance?
Well, you see, when you die like that, not even knowing you were about to die, God is merciful. God is merciful. And we hope God will forgive all the sins and God will welcome them into his paradise.
Did you have parents there in Gonaïves who have lost children talking to you, worrying just about what we're talking about, that their child was gone?
No, I don't. But I have a friend of mine, and she has lost her whole family. She was in Port-au-Prince. This is one of the reasons that I went to Gonaïves, because I went with that friend of mine. And she worked in Port-au-Prince, and she was in Gonaïves. She has lost her mother. She has lost her grandmother. She has lost her father. She has lost her two brothers. Everybody in the family died. Everybody. And that is terrible.
Yes.
She's always crying. At least if she could, she said, if I could see the body and touch the body and give them a proper burial.
Do you feel that you were able in your contact with the people in Gonaïves to offer any solace as a priest during your time?
You should see the kind of solidarity among the people in Gonaïves. They share everything. They hug each other. They cry together. They kiss each other. You see them together, even though they are in a very bad situation. You see the love, the respect, the sharing, and you will be touched and you will see there is hope.
Reverend Jean-Miguel Auguste, thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Reverend Father Jean-Miguel Auguste of Brooklyn, New York, speaking with Day to Day's Noah Adams from Port-au-Prince, Haiti.